There's no secret formula for better customer service, but there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot, bringing service and support together in one powerful platform so you can deliver the best experiences possible and free up a rep's time with an AI-powered help desk. All so you can easily support and grow your customer base. Secrets out, everybody. Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. It's May 1st. I'm John Weigel here with Mark Dent, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Walmart, which is already the U.S.'s largest grocer, has just introduced a line of premium grocery items. The obvious objective here is to compete with Whole Foods and Trader Joe's for grocery supremacy, but the dark side here is what this means for lower-income consumers. So are companies like Walmart trying to woo trendier and wealthier clientele, and are less wealthy customers left feeling bled dry by all this? We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. To start us off today, Adidas keeps winning. The sneaker brand is still riding the fashion trend wave with a net profit of about $128 million in the first 3 months of 2024, which is very different from the $26 million loss it reported for the same period in 2023. So sales are way up for Adidas, it looks like. Next, some good news for small creators out there. Instagram's updated algorithm will replace aggregator account content with the original post in recommendations. It will also notify creators when this happens, meaning that creators that make original posts will actually see more success.
Is that Instagram trying to woo people a little bit more ahead of the potential of TikTok going away? Could be.
Could very well be. They probably want to stake their claim while they got it. Next up, Elon Musk told Tesla staffers that the company will go, quote, absolutely hardcore with workforce and cost reductions. It's already laid off over 14,000 employees this week. Mark, what do you make of this, quote, hardcore assessment by Elon?
Obviously, last year, there was a lot of layoffs in the tech space and in some other parts of the economy. But when you hear about these layoffs and Elon Musk kind of saying it's going to be some austerity coming ahead, I think it just hits home even more. Mm-hmm. While you can say that the economy's doing pretty well overall, there's a lot of people losing jobs and a lot of problems with it still. Obviously, Tesla's a huge company, but to just even think about more than 10,000 people losing jobs is a huge number, no matter what percentage that is of the whole workforce there.
Yeah, it's a crazy percentage, especially as we reported on last week, how Elon Musk and the company are kind of going more towards autonomous driving and investing heavy in that. So it seems like the cuts just keep on coming.
Right.
All right, over to McDonald's. McDonald's quarterly sales came in well below expectations, which it attributed to a menu that's grown increasingly less affordable. This will come up later. Ronald and company have an easy next move. Expect more meal deals and expanded value meals. And finally, Walmart announced the closure of its 51 U.S. healthcare clinics and the telehealth business it acquired in 2021, citing a, quote, challenging reimbursement environment and rising operating costs. So speaking of Walmart, our main story today is how the retailer is trying to expand its grocery offerings to reach wealthier shoppers or trendier shoppers. In that same vein, companies like McDonald's are noticing that low-income consumers are continuously spending less and near a breaking point. But Mark, let's start with Walmart over here. What is this new brand that they have?
Yeah, so Walmart is going to be launching something in the near future called Better Goods. And the goal, according to the Wall Street Journal, is to attract higher-income shoppers and encourage current shoppers to spend a little bit more. And it's kind of one of those things where you think of Walmart as typically like the discount place where you go to shop for groceries or whatever kind of goods you're looking for. I envision that old rollback smiley face ad from many years ago. And now it's like they're about to roll up. And it's something they've been working on for years, again, according to the Wall Street Journal. But I think that it also just speaks to this moment, the fact that they're pushing ahead with it right now.
Yeah, and it's a good time for it. A lot of these companies like Walmart, and also we talked about McDonald's a little earlier in the snippets up top, a lot of these companies that target primarily low-income consumers are feeling a sting right now because a lot of low-income consumers aren't wanting to spend as much as they once were due to, I mean, the obvious inflation that we're facing.
Right. And so it's kind of like when you have a little bit more of a squeeze for middle class people or lower income type of shoppers, it makes sense, clearly from a business standpoint, to focus a little bit more of people on the higher end who might not care as much about inflation. I mean, this is essentially what Walmart is talking about with better goods. If you look at some of the items that they have, it's going to be more comparable to what you'd find at like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods even. Cardamom, rose, raspberry jam, you know, curry chicken empanadas. Like those sound straight out of Trader Joe's.
Oh, absolutely. And they're also coming out with, I believe, oat ice cream. So very similar to a Whole Foods, Trader Joe's mentality, which they haven't had previously. And also kind of on these items too, they're releasing just above 300 new items, which is sure to crowd their stores a lot. But a lot of the items are around $5 each, at least quite a bit of them are. So you might be saying, oh, you know what, that's pretty cheap. That might not be more expensive. But I'm guessing the big lure here is a lot in the packaging, because we see packaging from Whole Foods, we see packaging from Trader Joe's. It's attractive, it's colorful, and I think they're trying to mimic that same success that these other retailers have had.
Right. And, you know, Walmart, you know, for a very long time has had its Great Value brand, you know, which is like its own kind of private label. And it does sound like, you're right, that these new packages are going to sort of be in contrast, I think, to what that is. And, you know, Walmart, I cannot imagine wants to like step on its own foot here and, you know, not emphasize Great Value anymore. I'm sure there will still be a lot of that. But I do think it'll be interesting to kind of see the shelf space at Walmart taken up by, you know, two private label store brands that have different demographics that they're shooting for and how people will mix between them for that matter.
Yeah.
And on top of that, this was again something that the Wall Street Journal pointed out, but you know, there are some big brands who could be being left out of Walmart. If these labels do take off, then you're talking about just more competition for shelf space, period.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Walmart hasn't necessarily been known, at least broadly, to put in a lot of its ready-made items from itself. When you have companies like Whole Foods that has a 365 brand, you know, and Trader Joe's has Trader Giotto's or whatever version of Trader Joe that they have, this is a very big move for them to kind of focus on their own internal brand infrastructure to kind of create that. But, you know, moving to a different company that we talked about earlier, McDonald's, because they are feeling the sting. And it seems like these two companies are going complete opposite directions in how they're handling this, with Walmart getting more towards, okay, maybe we'll make higher end looking stuff and try to appeal to wealthier or trendier customers. While McDonald's, on the other hand, seems to want to make their stuff more affordable so that they get more customers. So it's an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah, I think they're both obviously facing the same problem, which everybody is, which is that inflation is rising, prices are rising. People can argue how much they should attribute to the brands who are rising the prices themselves versus some other factors in the economy, of course. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They are going at it from opposite ways. And McDonald's is thinking about having more kind of value menus and things like that, which should, you would think, appeal more to core customers who go to McDonald's because it's inexpensive. And so you might see more purchases by them. And yeah, Walmart wants to find new customers. And, you know, still maybe get some of their current customers to spend a little more, but it really seems like they're just trying to broaden their horizons instead of McDonald's, which is just kind of digging down more into the people that it already serves.
Yeah. So, I mean, it remains to be seen how these turn out for both companies, but I, for one, would love a cheaper McDonald's experience next time I go.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I go to get fast food here and there, and I went to Wendy's not that long ago, and the spicy chicken value meal was over $11 for me here in Texas, which is, that's some sticker shock.
That is a high value.
Yeah, I know. It is not a value meal at that point.
Not at any point. Whenever I go to Wendy's, I want to get the Dave's Double, and that's like already $10, $12, and I'm like, oh man, it's just a burger, jeez.
Right. I know. And it's like all of this just seems to me like there was like a buzzword that went around a lot last year called premiumization. And, you know, that's like where we think of brands really just focusing a little bit more on higher end individuals, or at least upper middle class to higher end individuals anyway. And so that's why when you think about Walmart, it's been working on this for years and, you know, it's just coming out now. But I do think it just speaks to this broader overall movement in the economy to where brands are realizing maybe they won't sell as much, but if they sell for more, then they'll probably make more money. And there's obviously a lot of implications in that that go far beyond the bottom line of the corporations, which is how does that work out for Americans who like buying things, but don't want to spend a lot of money?
Exactly. And we'll just have to see how that shakes out.
Exactly.
All right, and that'll do it for us today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.